Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here at your daily dose of attachment style wisdom. I know what you're thinking, another day, another podcast, but trust me, this one's different. Today, we're diving into something super juicy, creating healthy communication habits. Ever felt like your conversations were a tangled mess of unmet needs and unspoken emotions? You know that feeling when you say something, but it comes out all wrong. Or worse, you feel unheard, misunderstood, even dismissed. Yes, been there, done that. But the good news is, we can totally change this. We're not just talking about avoiding fights here, we're talking about building a foundation of genuine connection, understanding, and respect in all your relationships. And believe me, when communication flows freely and authentically, everything else just falls into place. So buckle up, my friends, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will transform the way you communicate forever. First up, let's ditch the blame game. It's so easy to fall into the trap of pointing fingers and playing the victim, but guess what? That gets us absolutely nowhere. Instead, try taking ownership of your own feelings and expressing them clearly without attacking or accusing the other person. Think about it when you approach a conversation with "I feel" statements instead of "you always" accusations, suddenly the atmosphere shifts. It's less about blame and more about shared understanding. Number 2, active listening is a superpower. Seriously, it changes everything. Stop thinking about what you're going to say next while the other person is talking, because that's not listening at all. Give them your full attention, make eye contact, and really try to understand their perspective. Ask clarifying questions, reflect back what you hear, and show a genuine interest in what they have to say. You'll be amazed how much closer you feel when both parties feel truly heard. Okay, number 3, embrace vulnerability. I know, it can feel scary to open up and share our true selves, especially with those closest to us. But here's the thing, vulnerability is the birthplace of intimacy and connection. When we allow ourselves to be seen, imperfections and all, we create a safe space for others to do the same. Think about it, wouldn't you rather have someone who truly knows you, even the messy parts, than someone who just sees a curated version of yourself? Now, number 4, learn to manage your emotions. We're not robots, folks. We all experience a full spectrum of emotions, joy, sadness, anger, frustration, and that's perfectly normal. But when those emotions spiral out of control, communication goes south fast. So how do we manage them? Well, practice self-awareness. Find healthy outlets for your feelings, whether it's exercise, journaling, or talking to a trusted friend, and remember to take deep breaths when things get heated. And finally, number 5, never underestimate the power of a statements. Remember those? They're your secret weapon to clear and respectful communication. Instead of saying "you always make me feel," try saying "I feel" when. See the difference? You're earning your experience without blaming or attacking the other person. It shifts the focus from criticism to understanding, paving the way for a more productive conversation. Okay, let's paint a picture with a real-world example. Picture this. You and your partner are planning a weekend getaway. You're both excited, but have different ideas. Maybe you want a relaxing spa retreat, while your partner craves an adventurous hiking trip. Instead of getting into a heated argument about who's right or wrong, try using those "I" statements we just talked about. You could say something like, "I feel really stressed lately, and I think a spa weekend would help me relax and recharge." Or your partner could say, "I feel more energized when I'm exploring new places, so a hiking trip sounds exciting to me." See? By expressing your needs and desires clearly without blaming the other person, you open the door for compromise and collaboration. So there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to level up your communication game. Remember, healthy communication is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and a willingness to be vulnerable. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. When we communicate with authenticity, empathy, and respect, we create strong, lasting connections that enrich our lives in countless ways. Go out there and rock those conversations.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.